In the corporate world, people of color don't climb ladders, they scale mountains. This powerful metaphor forms the backbone of Errol L. Pierre's transformative guide to professional advancement for underrepresented minorities. Drawing from his journey from the Bronx to the C-suite of major healthcare companies, Pierre doesn't just theorize about diversity, he's lived it. Since its 2023 release, The Way Up has become required reading at numerous Fortune 500 companies seeking to address their diversity gaps. The book has garnered praise from industry titans like Bernard Tyson, former Kaiser Permanente CEO, and academic leaders at institutions including Columbia and NYU. What makes this work particularly relevant today is its timing, emerging after the racial reckoning of 2020, when companies pledged billions toward diversity initiatives, yet Black Americans still hold just 3.3% of executive positions, despite comprising 12.4% of the population. For professionals of color tired of hitting invisible ceilings, Pierre offers not just inspiration, but a tactical playbook for navigating the unique challenges of corporate advancement while maintaining authenticity. When Pierre sat down to write his third resignation letter from a prestigious C-suite position, he confronted a profound truth about success. Titles and salaries mean nothing without purpose. Despite achieving what many would consider the pinnacle executive status, speaking engagements, networking with celebrities, he felt empty. His success formula had become unsustainable, requiring him to make decisions that harmed others through budget cuts and layoffs. This moral compromise was particularly painful given his roots in the Bronx, which ranks last in healthcare outcomes in New York State. The disconnect between his achievements and his community's struggles highlighted a fundamental misalignment in his career trajectory. Purpose must be your compass before beginning your career journey. It's not just what you do, but why you exist on this planet. Though your purpose may evolve, starting with this foundation helps everything else fall into place. Too many professionals prioritize titles and compensation above all else, leading to that hollow feeling Pierre experienced at his career peak, outward success paired with inner emptiness. Research shows that purpose-driven professionals are 64% more likely to find fulfillment in their work and 50% more likely to become leaders in their organizations. The next step is connecting your passion to your profession. Consider how Oprah interviewed her dolls before building media empires, how Damon John sewed wool hats before launching FUBU, or how Geisha Williams discovered her passion during a summer job before becoming the first Latina Fortune 500 CEO. Passions often emerge from painful experiences. Pierre's passion for mentoring stemmed from lacking a relationship with his older brother, driving him to seek guidance from older students and eventually mentor others himself. These early indicators of passion, even in their simplest forms, often contain the seeds of future success. When evaluating career opportunities, ask whether they bring you closer to your passion. Consider creating a purpose filter for decisions, weighing each opportunity against your core values and long-term vision. Remember that each yes to something misaligned with your purpose carries an opportunity cost, time you could spend pursuing what truly matters. For instance, taking a high-paying role that requires 80-hour weeks might prevent you from building the community program you've dreamed about. Think beyond yourself when crafting solutions. Pierre transformed his personal experience of missing his older brother into a commitment to mentor young men of color throughout New York City, eventually creating a network of over 200 mentors reaching thousands of youth. By addressing larger community issues, you'll connect with others who want to help, building a coalition of support that expands your impact far beyond what you could achieve alone. This ripple effect demonstrates how personal purpose can catalyze systemic change. The most successful purpose-driven careers often start with small, consistent actions aligned with core values. Whether it's volunteering weekly, starting a side project, or advocating for change within your current organization, these steps build momentum toward larger impact. regular reflection and adjustment ensure your career path remains true to your evolving purpose while creating meaningful change in your community and beyond. America's immigration policies have historically restricted opportunities for people of color. The Immigration Act of 1924 drastically reduced immigrant populations from 15% to 5% by the 1960s. Even after the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965 reopened borders, Haitian immigrants like Pierre's family faced continued discrimination, especially during the AIDS crisis when the FDA banned blood donations from all Haitians. Growing up Haitian American, Pierre felt this stigma through subtle gestures and stares. He vividly recalls his father's interactions at the bank, where most tellers avoided them except for one African American woman who showed kindness. At church, his family donated to food drives, only to discover church members had entered their home uninvited to leave food donations, revealing how others viewed them as charity cases, despite their self-sufficiency. These experiences left Pierre ashamed of his heritage and his father's accent, desperately seeking to assimilate rather than embrace his Haitian identity. His perspective transformed at age 12 when a teacher introduced him to the Three Musketeers. Learning that author Alexandre Dumas was of Haitian descent through his father Thomas Alexandre, who rose from slavery to become a top French military general, instilled Pierre with newfound pride. This discovery, along with learning about Haiti's successful revolution against Napoleon, completely transformed his self-image and eventually led him to produce a documentary about Haiti's hidden history. These identity-defining moments, IDMs, redefine how people of color understand race in America. To harness these experiences, Pierre recommends the AAA method. Acknowledge the trauma by expressing it through writing or telling friends. Accept the world's flaws without trying to single-handedly fix everything, and ascend by using past experiences as fuel for future success. Trauma can become distinction rather than liability. Pierre's own arrest experience helped him develop resilience that ultimately contributed to his becoming a CO. American history taught in schools often omits the full stories of people of color. As Nigerian novelist Chinua Achebe noted, "Until the lions have their own historians, the history of the hunt will always glorify the hunter." Rather than waiting to discover your heritage by chance, actively seek knowledge about it through authors like Ta-Nehisi Coates, James Baldwin, and Henry Louis Gates. These complex histories of triumph and resilience can provide both practical guidance and emotional sustenance during difficult times. Despite reaching the COO position at New York's largest health insurance company at age 35, Pierre's immigrant parents felt trepidation rather than pure joy. Their anxiety stemmed from fears that his unprecedented success might be setting him up as a token or scapegoat. Reaching the top is only the beginning. Staying there presents the greater challenge, especially for people of color who often battle imposter syndrome, questioning whether they truly belong in leadership roles. To thrive as an executive of color, you need a personal board of directors, similar to a Formula One pit crew of highly trained professionals. This team should include an executive coach, therapist, mentors, champions, and successful colleagues who help you navigate the pressures of corporate leadership. As an executive, you'll face constant pressure, grueling hours, and decision-making in the gray area with no clear right answers. When things go right, your team gets credit. When things go wrong, you take the blame. Pierre advocates for therapy as essential preventative medicine for executives of color facing disproportionate stress. He waited until anxiety manifested as physical chest pain before seeking help, but regular therapy sessions became crucial during pandemic isolation. Despite the stigma around therapy in many communities of color, it's important in preventing allostatic load, the chronic stress that disproportionately impacts people of color and leads to health problems like hypertension and obesity. An executive coach, distinct from a therapist, focuses specifically on professional growth. While therapists help with personal issues, coaches help navigate workplace dynamics and professional development. Pierre's coach helped him strategically approach work situations, interpret feedback from peers, and identify the gap between his current position and his executive aspirations. Most importantly, the coach taught him that I am not as good as my best day, but I am also not as bad as my worst day, helping him detach his self-worth from work performance. Have you built your support system yet? Without this infrastructure, the pressures of advancement can become overwhelming, especially for professionals of color who face unique challenges. The right support team doesn't just help you climb, it ensures you can thrive once you reach your destination. Champions are larger-than-life figures who actively advocate for your career advancement, often seeing potential in you that you don't yet recognize in yourself. Pierre shares the powerful story of meeting Donald L. Ashkenaze, a respected healthcare executive and board chairman who became his champion after a nerve-wracking board presentation. Despite Pierre's self-doubt as a young black professional in a room of older white executives, Ashkenaze recognized his talent, publicly praised him, and actively supported his career growth. Champions differ fundamentally from mentors. They don't just guide, they actively create opportunities and advocate for you behind closed doors. Citing Harvard Business Review, Pierre defines champions as committed sponsors who influence people at the top and use their power to help you advance, even risking their reputation by disrupting the status quo. Champions are the people who can drop a pebble in the water, but you can feel the ripples miles away, using their influence to shatter glass ceilings by advocating for diverse talent. Pierre admits it took him time to feel comfortable with champions helping from afar, as he felt it gave him an unfair advantage. He urges readers, especially people of color, to overcome this discomfort. Corporate America needs more champions advocating for underrepresented employees to create equity, not just equality. While champions open doors, you still must perform exceptionally well to succeed in those roles. You'll likely have no more than three champions in your life. Pierre's champions were white, one Irish, one Jewish, with significant age differences and little in common with him. He still doesn't know why they risk their political capital on his behalf, but emphasizes you don't need to know why. His advice? Embrace help from afar. Overcome discomfort about receiving assistance, focus on making champions proud, and take full advantage of open doors. Remember, champions risk their reputation for you, so represent them well. When you reach your career pinnacle, pay it forward as your champions did. Finding the right mentor begins with identifying the specific problem you need to solve rather than selecting mentors based solely on their company status. Cast a wide net beyond age, gender, race, or industry limitations. Some of Pierre's most valuable mentors were older white men with whom he initially had little in common. Colleagues just a few steps ahead in their careers often make excellent mentors, as their advice tends to be more practical and applicable. Being an effective mentee requires time, trust, being accountable and maintaining confidentiality, intentionality, properly preparing for mentorship meetings, milestones, setting clear goals, and evaluation, checking that both parties are getting value. Maintain these relationships even after formal mentoring ends, sending holiday cards, birthday wishes, and checking in with no agenda. The greatest honor is someone taking a stake in your success, and often your closest mentors transform into your closest friends. Bad bosses can inflict subtle yet damaging racial bias in the workplace. Pierre once had a supervisor who stereotypically asked him for chicken wing recommendations, assuming as a black person he'd know the really good places in outer boroughs. Most workplace racism isn't overt. Colleagues aren't inherently racist, but can say and do racist things. Though racial discrimination was banned by the Civil Rights Act of 1964, it now operates under the radar through implicit bias, being overlooked for promotions despite growing workloads, and open hostility, offensive comments, inappropriate familiarity. Give colleagues the benefit of doubt when they make potentially biased comments. Use Pierre's three strikes approach. Let the first comment pass without response. Heighten your awareness after the second incident while documenting details, date, context, your response. And take action after the third occurrence. Email these notes to yourself to create a time-stamped record that your company will automatically preserve. Remember, in the corporate world, documentation is essential. If there's no record, it didn't happen. When addressing bias after the third strike, prepare thoroughly. Keep leaders informed by scheduling a brief meeting with your boss's supervisor about the personal matter. Document everything by telling HR about the conversation and sending confirmation emails. Then wait and see if the behavior stops. If offensive behavior continues, work exclusively through HR while keeping your boss informed. Dealing with biased bosses requires strategic action. After experiencing an insensitive remark from a boss who joked about hanging him during a team lunch, Pierre withdrew but didn't confront it. Studies show 82% of Americans would quit due to a bad manager. When facing a toxic boss, you have three options. Leave internally by finding a new role within your company, leave externally for another company, or quit entirely if your mental health suffers, with at least 6 months' savings and several job prospects lined up. While code switching may help you fit in, it exacts a psychological toll when you realize colleagues who love you don't know the real you. Be self-reflective before blaming workplace culture. Ensure you're not isolating yourself by skipping team activities like happy hours where important connections happen. Combat imposter syndrome, which disproportionately affects BIPOC professionals, by maintaining a list of accomplishments to reference during moments of self-doubt. When workplace cliques form around powerful central figures, identify someone in the in-crowd who can be your confidant and subtle advocate. Harvard Business Review defines allyship as a strategic mechanism where individuals become collaborators, accomplices, and co-conspirators fighting workplace injustice through supportive relationships and public advocacy. Allies can help determine if your boss is biased or simply difficult, provide advice on addressing discrimination, and become your eyes and ears in spaces you're excluded from. Understanding your organizational role is crucial for career growth. Strategic people leaders provide vision and set priorities, while operational roles focus on efficiency and execution. Technical roles build tools and capabilities that enable work to happen. Think of an organization as a car. Strategic teams determine the destination, operational teams maximize efficiency, and technical teams select the right tools for the journey. When mapping your career trajectory, align your choices with your long-term aspirations. For employees of color, intentional career planning is even more critical to avoid creating a resume that lacks cohesion or focus. Every day is an interview for your next promotion. Managers constantly seek talent, regardless of open positions, so approach each workday with the same energy as your first. To stand out, strive for excellence and reinvent your role. Make it new, fresh, and bigger than when you found it. Many employees mistakenly believe tenure alone warrants promotion, but the key questions are how you've redefined the role, improved efficiency, and added value. Be logistically prepared with an updated resume and salary requirements. People of color and women must overcome hesitation about negotiating salaries. A 10 to 20% counteroffer range is appropriate. Don't be ashamed of humble beginnings. They've likely made you more tenacious than competitors. Your starting point doesn't determine your destination. Being a steward of the company's mission, vision, and resources is one of the fastest ways to gain credibility with executives. Leaders are impressed by employees who deliver high-quality work with accountability and ownership. Set yourself apart by finding creative ways to save money or increase efficiencies. Stepping up as a team leader is the quickest path to management, as executives want people who make business-savvy decisions that add value. When planning your exit strategy, Pierre outlines a four-step process for successfully transitioning to a new job. First, be intentional about external branding. He created a personal website with industry blog posts to distinguish himself from other candidates. Second, focus on education. He pursued a graduate degree at NYU, strategically choosing a school with name recognition and a strong alumni network. Third, leverage networks. Most of his job opportunities came through personal and professional referrals rather than job postings. Fourth, nurture your resume like a houseplant. Water it. Update regularly with quantifiable results. Prune it. Remove outdated information. Give it light. Share for feedback. And consider the soil. Evaluate if your company provides growth opportunities. Truth-telling can be a powerful differentiator in the workplace, even when it's uncomfortable. Drawing a parallel to Hans Christian Andersen's The Emperor's New Clothes, Pierre notes how leaders surrounded by yes-men often face embarrassing consequences, while honest feedback, though sometimes unwelcome, ultimately proves more valuable. Pierre describes being invited to see Barack Obama speak at NASDAQ headquarters, only to discover he was one of 10 black employees invited to stand in the back while white executives sat in front. After the event, when his CEO asked for feedback, he took a risk and sent a candid email expressing his disappointment at realizing he was invited only because of his skin color, not his merit, and couldn't even see Obama from his position. Instead of facing repercussions, the CEO called him to his intimidating office and thanked him for his honesty, expressing commitment to improving diversity. This honest exchange led to a stronger relationship with the CEO, who later promoted him to manager and eventually made him chief of staff. Have the courage to speak your mind, stick to your values, and accept the consequences. When asked for your opinion, have one. Pierre reflects on being told his Achilles heel in business is that you have a conscience, but after years of reflection, he realizes telling the truth is actually his greatest strength. It may be difficult, especially without a receptive boss, but if you join a team expecting to be a yes person, you might need to find a different team. Never compromise your morals for your paycheck. Speaking up carries risks you must be prepared to accept. When Pierre had his honest conversation with the CEO, he was 4 levels below in the hierarchy. His honesty could have just as easily damaged his career instead of advancing it. High risk can yield high rewards, but can also lead to downfall. Be pragmatic when bringing concerns to your organization's attention and prepare for the possibility they won't be receptive. Consider your plan B, as martyrs aren't celebrated in corporate settings. It takes both wisdom to speak up and courage to accept the consequences. Public service offers invaluable leadership lessons that can transform your career. As Muhammad Ali said, service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. Giving back provides unique perspectives and opportunities that mere corporate experience cannot match. Donald McGannon, a Fordham alum who became president of Westinghouse Broadcasting at just 35, demonstrated that leadership is action, not position. Despite his power, McGannon used his influence for social good, banning cigarette ads, advocating for educational programming, and promoting racial equity by hiring George Norford as the first African-American VP in broadcasting and serving as president of the National Urban League. Pierre's journey into mentorship began at a 100 Black Man Gala when David C. Banks invited a few good brothers to get off the sidelines and mentor at his Eagle Academy, an all-boys public school near Yankee Stadium. Seeing nearly 300 black and brown boys in uniform chanting Invictus, a poem about maintaining dignity despite life's challenges, was transformative. Pierre mentored several students, developing a special bond with Japaris, who initially couldn't envision a future for himself. Their relationship deepened, until one day, Pierre received a call from an NYPD sergeant who had arrested Japaris after a fight. Finding Pierre's business card in Japaris's wallet led to intervention that prevented a criminal record. Eventually, Japaris turned his life around, improved his grades, and Pierre proudly helped him move into his college dorm. While subject matter expertise is important, leadership skills are what truly keep your career options open and multiply the talents of those around you. When you inspire people with clear vision, support, and empowerment, you set teams up for success. Pierre cites Don McGannon, who moved from oil to television and transformed his industry not through technical expertise, but through leadership, vision, charisma, and values. When you reach the top of your corporate mountain, you'll realize how many hands helped you get there, and this is just the beginning. As an executive of color, consider how you want to be remembered and what programs you can create to leave the company better than you found it. Drawing from Rudine Sims Bishop's concept of books as windows, mirrors, and sliding doors, Pierre explains how executives of color serve similar roles, as windows for employees of different backgrounds to understand corporate navigation, as mirrors for employees of color seeking growth, and as sliding doors for close mentees who see the real you. The final lesson is both simple and audacious. Your dreams should be big enough to make you feel unsteady about achieving them. Those butterflies in your stomach signal that your dream is worth pursuing. With changing demographics and more people of color reaching leadership positions, now is the perfect time to dream big and change the world. The success of many depends on it.